Well, I mentioned that painting isn't a trade I particularly enjoy. Because to do it right, it really, a lot of people think anybody can paint. But boy, when you see a paint job done right, and you can really truly appreciate what went into that. If I'm going to paint a room, it takes me about 6 months of mental preparation to get in the right mind. Rosie, you're going to go in there. You're not going to be in a hurry. You're going to do what it takes to prep it right. You're going to cross batch and mix. You're going to take your time to cut in. You're not going to hurry. I've been trying to mentally prepare to repaint my master bedroom for about 4 years, and I haven't got there yet. So I appreciate a great paint job, and you can feel it when you walk in the house if you know what to look for.
Yeah, absolutely. You will see the difference if you get a quality paint job.
And I'm a great painter for about the first 30 minutes, and then I'm just out of patience.
Everybody loves to paint.
It starts going quick.
Everybody loves to paint, but the problem is everybody just loves to roll. They don't love to set up. They don't want to do all the other stuff that isn't so much as fun. But the rolling is the best part, in my opinion.
It starts neat and clean, and by the time it's done, my drop cloths are all speckled. And
Joe from the Arizona Paint Company, you brought in a special offer for Rosie on the House listeners.
Yep, so we talked earlier about the paint shield, the antimicrobial paint. So anybody that calls in between now and the end of April, or if you already have a job going on, just give us a call and mention it, and we'll upgrade the paint for your bathroom to that antimicrobial paint.
And your phone number is nice and slow for Phoenix and Tucson.
So website would be best, okay. ArizonaPaintingCompany.com, all spelled out, or Phoenix phone number 602-607-0880 or Tucson 520-724-1200.
All right, we talked about it in the newsletter we sent to the subscribers this week. It's a paint that goes on and kills 99.9% of the bacteria on the wall, and then it retains its ability to kill that bacteria for 4 years. That's incredible technology.
It's amazing.
By Sherwin-Williams. All right. What other takeaways do we have today? We talked about the tips on painting the ceiling. I mentioned it was the hardest part of any paint job. I'll take that back. The hardest part of any paint job is cutting in a tin light true divided French door. That's the hardest paint job in the
world. Or a 12-pane window where every pane you have to glaze. That's glazing is tough.
And give us a tip on cutting in that wood sash window that's divided up. Most people will dip their paint and then wipe all the paint off and go in with a dry brush. That's the mistake.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Dip your brush, give it a little shake, and then wipe off one side on the edge of your can, and then use that wiped side for the side you don't want to get paint on.
Up against
the
glass.
Just nice and slow. Cut it nice and slow, 1 foot per 5 seconds or
and
so.
Good paint will just extract itself right out of the bristles and lay itself down.
Good brush, too.
A good brush.
Spend the money on it.
And what is a good brush cost? I know 20, you're buying it.
$20.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's a 2-inch taper.
Yeah, I like a tapered sash brush. 2.5 inch is what I like for cutting.
Okay. Now, we talked about cutting in around a ceiling. Will you do that with a 4-inch?
We will. It's just, it's an art, so certain painters will do it some way. Some of our guys will do it another way. Some people don't have to use that green tape because they can cut a lot better line without it. We leave it up to our crews. We have some amazing workers with us, and we love all of our guys and girls that work for us, and they're just great at what they do. So
now, talk about your crews.
I'm so thankful for everything they've done for us, and the last year through what they've been through and what we've all kind of gone through, I've just been amazed at the work ethic of our team, and just we're so lucky to have them. But we do need more people.
Do you have any crews that are a little skinny right now, a little shy on manpower?
Yeah. Everybody's doing home improvements, so we can always use more workers. So if you are looking to learn the trade, we are hiring. We have training teams at each location that we can put you on if you'd like to learn the trade. And it's a great thing that you can do for the for a great skill that you can have for the rest of your life.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you joining us for the broadcast today. Arizona homeowners, I hope we shared with you a couple tips on your next paint job, what type of paint to use, what type of paint we would discourage you from using, and a couple tips on how to install it and make the job a little bit easier. But if, in fact, you get halfway through the paint job or in the process of mentally preparing for it like I do, if you opt to have someone do it for you, call the Arizona Paint Company. The numbers one more time.
602-607-0880. Tucson is 520-724-1200.
Very good, Joe. Thanks a million. Y'all
Thanks.
Stay
Appreciate
tuned.
Appreciate it.